Well, maybe one of our trusty, loyal listeners is keenly interested.
You're saying I shouldn't edit this.
The Sunday Skypers. A RPG actual play podcast.
So last time I remember, we were put into some revolting situation.
Yes. Wholly by my fault or some such?
Yes. I believe so.
Hey, well, you directed us to climb up the fabulous erection, and
that is not the problem. The problem is getting to the top and going, buddy, pal, hey, how's it going?
I think I had more of an accusatory tone.
You may have. You may have, but the end result is just as damaging.
Yes, okay, fine. Yes, and they were hurtling for us, and we were in for a bruising or something. Or they were, you know, as it goes.
Rupert, you have a terrible number of fate points.
Well, I think we should probably refresh anyway, and if you had any stress, it's probably gone by now while you were, you know, hiding behind rocks and stuff.
Taking a leisurely nap while the undead stroll on by. So, the GM is being nice and doing a refresh for us?
We might need it.
Yeah.
Does that mean that I keep my extra fate point?
If you had an extra, sure.
Okay.
So when you do a refresh, yeah, that's
below one. Five, you get to five. If you're above five, you keep your extra fate, I presume.
Five it is, then. It won't last long.
You'll just have to suggest a bunch of unpleasant compels.
Archie can't fly. How's that for a compel? So is low in supplies still appropriate?
Yeah.
Because now we have a tower full of supplies now.
No, and you, but you guys, you know, and you guys didn't get a land in where you expected, so you weren't able to supply your expedition there like you're planning to either. So.
Okay.
You guys have climbed up to the top of this building through which the big tower sticks out of. You're just curled up over the edge and notice these other individuals, and suddenly Rupert stands up and calls out to the person he recognizes.
The fraudulent Mr. Cook, yes.
And then he turns and goes, get him, and he starts rushing towards you. So the scene here, I guess we come up with some aspects here, like Arctic wind.
Okay, that sounds cool.
Now, when we create these, they can be negative as well as positive, right? So back against the wall.
On the edge, since you guys are on the edge of the building.
That'll work too. Or that first step is a doozy.
I don't know, icy patches? Maybe I'm piling on the edge stuff.
That could go bad quickly.
Yes. Arctic wind, icy patches, and on the edge.
Sweet! Yeah. TPK, I didn't know you could do that in Spirit of the Century.
There we go. Slippery.
Okay, my next character is definitely to take in death defiance. Yes, it seemed like I died, but I didn't.
You know, they are a nice pair of ice creepers.
You can join the undead Norsemen. All right, so then we'll go right into action here with, I believe, Archie's got the highest alertness.
Yeah. Shooting zombies is no problem, but shooting real people,
you had no problems with those Persian goons.
Yeah. I was just thinking, you know, it's so much easier to shoot them when you're running away than as when you're barging in. But hey, I guess we'll shoot a few of them. I know. I'm so very original.
You don't have to kill them. Maybe you can do a block or frighten them or something. I don't know.
Ah, hell no. We'll just shoot them.
All right.
Not very original. Sorry. Archie says, when you've got a hammer, everything's a nail. Bam. Kerrole. Kerrap. Oh, well. I only wanted to wound them anyway. That's still a plus two, though.
I didn't mean to shoot him so hard.
There are two groups of two.
Well, we're going to shoot the one charging me, of course. It's very simple math there. Yeah. If Rupert gets dogpiled on, well, we'll worry about that later.
He's built for it.
So what was your total then?
Total of plus two.
Well, since you're going to kill one of them, they'll take the Arctic wind as it blows in your eyes and the snow swirling throws off your aim a little. So you fire and kick up some snow around them as they're running towards you.
Well, I just got this fresh pile of fate points there. We'll burn a fate point and we'll tag Slippery.
You don't have to. Those
basically.
For free first time.
Okay, well, we'll tag it for free to first time because, yeah, we want to make it more expensive to use later. While the wind is blowing in my face and messing my aim, unfortunately, because they have to cross the slippery deck to get to us, it actually slows them down. So much to their chagrin, they're much easier to hit.
You can take one of them out then.
Yeah.
You can...
that's slippery. Hit him and he spins and slips on the ice. Just sliding like a dead hockey puck.
Then we go Rupert.
I think I'm going to spend a fate point and declare that there is a loose, about chest-high beam of iron that is leaning against the structure for repairing purposes right next to it. If that is all right.
Be better if you could come up with an aspect that would... explain why that would be there, or why you would have that.
All right.
I can help with that. It is a winch used to haul up supplies and do maintenance on the tower. So it's bolted to the side and it swings in and out.
Ah. Yeah, that's cool. But sure, let's see. What interesting things do I have under the wire?
Oh, how to describe it?
Dirk was asking for me to pick an aspect to invoke to say that there's something there instead of simply paying a fate point.
Yeah, because usually it is, you know, usually tied to an aspect to create something like this.
I was thinking back to some actual plays where they were just, you know, throwing fate points right and left going, oh, there's a water tower across the tracks, and I'm going to use my guns to shoot the legs off, and then it falls over, and yada yada, you know. But
plausible scenery.
No, I'm cool with this. I think it would work perfectly under the wire, or possibly ahead of the pack. Sort of thinking on his feet. If you want me to,
friends in unlikely places, because it's a nice friendly.
That works too. Nice friendly winch.
Wedge, no winch.
All right.
And he's going to grab this then and swing it with his fair might into the oncoming goons.
Something witty like, Archie, duck!
Why not? I really can't come up with any usable quips better than that, so.
What was your total then?
Plus three so far.
I assume you're attacking the group that isn't getting shot.
Yes.
Yeah, they'll be at three.
Okay, in that case, let's spend a fate point and, let's spend two and take both on the edge and slippery. Because on the edge was used before, right?
No.
No, okay, so one
then. You're on the edge, they aren't on the edge.
Well, they will be now.
That's fine.
All right, so that's another fake point. So we're down to four, and that makes it, yes, seven.
So you swing the winch around?
The winch with yes. Okay. I shot him.
So describe, you're going to take him out then. Describe it.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, so he pulls the winch cord and calls for Archie to duck. And it, you know, sweeps inside the dome and just sweeps the oncoming goons onto the slippery patches, and they sort of wail and gasp in surprise as they are broomed off the platform and into the Arctic air.
I wish we had stalled railings!
So the poor last mook, all alone.
Outnumbered.
Yes, so he will create a block as he tries to retreat back to the doorway into the tower.
Cool.
Not a bad block. Got to beat a +4 to move forward.
I'll leave this one to you, Archie.
So when you say creates a block, is this something as simple as slamming the door shut and bolting it?
No, right now he's just using covering fire, firing at you while he's retreating back to the door.
Oh, okay. So he's gotta, well, you
know, dodge and weave.
Sparks and ricochets going all over the inside.
Yeah. It's just like, well, not getting hit, that's a real strong idea right now. I guess I should ask, what's Freddy doing?
Well, as now that he's seen you guys take out three of his minions, he's heading in the door.
He's not a complete idiot then. Well, I mean, you know, he could charge us, you know, frothing mad with an ice pick in each hand. So, yeah. I didn't know he had ninja skills.
It's a battle of the mustachios.
You read in the newspaper about all these stoic explorers and stuff like that, and actually they all like lead lives of like ninjas. Well, this is, well, we didn't mention the part where I took on the polar bear single-handedly, because no one would believe that.
You're reading his mind here.
Okay. Well, hey, do I need to, let's see, I need to overcome the barrier, right?
If you want to advance toward them at all, yes. Otherwise, you can just stay blocked and not do anything.
Yeah, well, if I stay blocked, they have the opportunity to keep shooting at us, yes?
Sure.
So, well, I don't want them to lock that door, because us sitting outside in an icy Arctic tower with the door locked, well, darn, now what do we do? So Archie will run forward and will basically do a power slide to come in low and catch this last goon and gain entry to the door. At least that's the way it looks in my mind.
Okay, then you can have to beat his +4.
I'll see. Yeah, that this may not go easily, but we'll see how it works out. Because, see, I only have athletics at fair. Let's see if the dice gods would be nice to me. Okay, so that brings us up to a +3, and we will pay a fate point to invoke slippery and literally do that icy power slide and just come in feet first at him.
Right.
So that gives me up to a +5.
All right, so you're able to get past his block. What is Rupert going to be doing?
So Archie's just passed his block, but it's a personal, it's blocking everyone, right? So it's blocking me too?
Yes.
I have to actually get over it, yes. Okay. What would I do? What would Rupert do? I guess I'll simply employ my superior athletic skills and leap through the hail of gunfire, as you do.
Sure.
Oh, and that is a great success? Yes. Great success. But he had a 4, right?
Yes.
Well, let's employ what's the worst that could happen, and burn another fate point.
All right. So then you guys have made your way up close to the guy firing at the door. So do your worst, Archie.
It's only a mook. You don't have to rip his wings off.
Well, actually, since I'm down low from the slide, I was just imagining reaching up, grabbing him by the front of his jacket, and just pulling him, throwing him over my head, and taking his place in the doorway.
Ah.
You want to use fists for that?
Unfortunately, yes.
Maybe you can help yourself with a universal gadget or like, don't you have a frame or something?
Yeah. Well, if need be, we'll throw some fate points at that. We'll see. Sometimes, you know, fate will be working for us. Well, that's a whopping total of plus one. Unless this guy botches his roll, we'll have to throw some fate points at it.
Yeah, he's got a plus three right now.
Okay, so if I fail this, am I harmed or am I just failed to achieve the roll?
Yeah, you just...
The throw.
You grabbed him and... You know, you don't get your grip on his, he brings his hand down or something and knocks your head.
Okay. Actually, I'm just going to take the failure because I think it'd be cooler for me to reach up and grab this guy and then he comes up with a big icy boot and is like, got that down on Archie's neck trying to push him away.
Maybe it's just me, but I totally see Archie gnawing on his boot toe. But yeah, never mind.
Not quite that desperate yet.
Exactly. Okay, so it's not a fight from a Family Guy.
No chickens.
No. I guess Rupert is going to, in that case, leap for him with a great big bear hug and see if he can disable his offensive capabilities. That sounds good. With might. Well, that is only an average.
Yes, he's able to shrug off your feeble attempts to grab him.
Great. So the one surviving goon is Olaf.
What he's going to do...
Wait, if we give him a name, will he remain a mook?
Yeah, what name did you just give him?
Olaf the Super Goon.
Fuck yeah. Plus plus.
So he steps back and boom, slams the door shut.
Ah! typical.
No, he hasn't bolted it. We gotta overcome him.
True. But you're faster than I am, so...
Archie will basically jump to his feet and throw his shoulder into the door going like, this isn't going to work. The guy is a freaking mountain of flab. Actually, can I describe this as, I imagine, Olaf slams the door shut, Archie hits the door, maybe bounces off of it a bit, and then proceeds to assist Rupert, who actually has the might, to open this door. Can I hold my action to aid Rupert?
If you want to aid him, you can try to do something that would... create, a temporary aspect that Rupert can then tag.
Yes, you're an engineer. You can point out all the flaws.
Not that side. That's got the hinges. This side.
I know that.
I'm an engineer. I know these things. I would like to create the advantage I'm helping.
Tell me what you're doing and what skill you're using to...
I'm throwing my shoulder against the door, and I have athletics, but I have no might. So I don't know if...
If you can beat plus two, we'll say you can get against the door before he can close it enough to bolt it.
Sure. It might happen. Unfortunately, I am not seeing the love of the dice here. Well, can I spend a fate point to use my universal engineering gadget here?
Well, actually, you don't have to spend a fate point. But
yep. Oh, okay, because I'll pull that bad boy out and I'll jam it into the door so it can't close 100%.
My understanding of universal gadget is basically you just say what sort of gadget you have, and it can be whatever. It's just you happen to have that thing on hand.
Okay, yeah. Well, the thing that I happen to have on hand is a screwdriver. And I just jam it into the edge of the door. Yeah, so it might actually be a corkscrew. It might end up being a leather punch. It doesn't matter. It's a hunk of steel, and it's going to keep the door from being securely latched against us.
I'll say that would give you a plus two for this particular maneuver.
And that's exactly what I need.
All right.
So just in that last fraction of an inch before the door closes, Archie, ting! Right. I thought those would come in handy sometime.
All right then, Rupert.
Let's make a frightful might roll. I'm not all that much mightier than you. That is an awful roll. that is plus one. That is an average might. Until or unless I, shall we say, invoke.
Maybe we could add an aspect to the scene. Olaf has a heart attack.
He's got himself braced pretty good there.
How about I invoke what's the worst that could happen, and Rupert just launches himself into the door without regard for what might be on the other side, whether it's a railing or a railing-less ledge or whatever.
You need to beat a plus four.
Oh, okay. In that case, I'll invoke ahead of the pack as well, since he tends to be quicker, stronger. Burn two fate points, ye gods.
Boy, you got to burn all your fate point on the mooks there.
Yes!
My goal is to get back down to the one that we started with.
Don't feel at all bad about giving you the refresh. So you are able to slam against Olaf and open the door, and yeah, you go charging in and just about slam into the railing on the other side of the landing there as the stairs go down into the tower or up in the tower. So
there's a higher bit.
Yes, because you guys just came in at the top of the building part, and the tower extends up. And then you can also take stairs down into the building.
Can we climb up the tower?
Well, we're kind of like on the landing deck, but there's still a mooring post and other stuff up above us.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And we're not at the very, very top.
The roof of the building is where you guys are.
Aha. Uh-huh. I thought we were climbing up the tower and we're inside the whole dome thing.
No, you guys just got up to the top of the building, so you're on the roof of the building.
Okay.
You just entered the tower as it pokes through the top of the building.
That'll work for me.
Yeah, so you can see...
What does the dread Olaf do?
Yes, we'll describe this. You can see that the stairs extend down through several switchbacks down into the building. And up, it continues kind of spiraling around the tower upwards. You can see all sorts of the lattice work of metal and wires that another sort of tower inside the tower of metal and wires, and you can see electricity kind of arcing between a couple main wires in the middle of this structure in the middle.
Cool.
And so I'd say that's what you can pick out right now.
Hair raising.
Okay, so you've burst in then. Olaf is going to attempt to throw you over since you're...
Oh, nice.
Leaning over the railing, he's going to attempt to throw you over the railing. Yeah. It's not a very good roll, though, for him. Plus one.
Maybe he can deduce one of my aspects and use it to his advantage.
Yeah, I could if he had fate points.
So what, that was an average? Plus one?
Plus one.
Rupert will attempt to grapple and prevent him from hurling him over. And that is it. Yes. Yes, that is a minus four, which is a minus two, all told. That is a very appropriate poor effort.
All right. It looks like you.
Wow.
So he goes, Archie, I got a dope. Wah!
Who would put a yawning chasm right down the other side of the door? Only a madman.
That's a great fall, I'll say. How we handle falling, should we give you a moderate consequence?
I might be compelled to, I might be tempted to take one, yes.
Gravity compels you.
Yes. Now that feels appropriate. It would otherwise, I guess, just be a fairly dull number three stress box.
Either that or we can give you a great challenge to try to grasp part of the stairs as you're falling to reduce this?
Well, no. I think there should be a direct consequence to him actually pushing me over. So let's go with a moderate consequence of falling down and, I don't know, landing in some boxes or whatever is down there.
Tips you over and, yeah, you take a moderate consequence of some sort of...
Yeah, what is an appropriate moderate consequence?
Sprained knee or something as you
attempt
to, you know, land and roll, but it's a little too far and...
Yeah, okay.
Twisted knee or something as you land and...
A twisted ankle, let's call it that. That is a bitch to walk on. There we go, Rupert. Twisted ankle. Ow.
All right, so
good
we'll
thing
go.
I have bounced back.
So we'll go with Archie then.
Well, seeing my friend, in theory, fall to his death, Archie says, "You bastard!" and shoots all off. After all, he might have his back to me. That won't stop him.
You killed Rupert.
Yeah, he does have his back to you.
Yeah, you know, Archie, he's just going to shoot him. Now, of course, you know, I could see this totally ended up with him falling over the railing on top of Rupert. Well, that is a great, so.
He will take him out. So you get to describe how he's taken out. If you want him to fall over the railing, that'll happen.
Well, sure, because I just... See Archie, bam, bam, firing, and then Olaf, you know, he did like slow motion, falls over the railing, does a, of course, you know, a whole half flip, and then smack lands next to Rupert with his, you know, bloody wide eyes looking at Rupert laying there.
Two smoking holes in his woolen polo shirt.
He's dead before he hit the ground.
Rupert.
Yes.
So you can see this large central room of this building. There's a very large glowing crystal. You can see these kind of wires attached to and leading up to this other massive odd mechanical bits in this cage. You can see inside it there's two smaller gems that are on either ends of a rotating beam that is spinning around the central axis of this mechanism, and sparks and arcs of electrical energy are flowing between them and this cage of this tower that extends upwards.
Wow. Great Nansen!
There's kind of console type things with all kinds of levers and gauges and dials around this device. Also, you see a couple men down here. One is, you can recognize as Frederick Cook, and the other one has this sort of odd metal framework around him as he turns from working with all this apparatus to look at the two bodies that have suddenly fallen in amongst them.
Okay. I don't recognize him, I guess.
No, you don't recognize him.
When Rupert shouts out, Archie just kind of like leans over the rail at the top. Rupert, you're alive!
I don't know how much longer. We have to stop these madmen. Look at the crystals, man!
Cook, who has just gotten down the stairs, he took the long way rather than the short way.
Yes.
Says to the other man, Vasily, we have more guests. And it's, it's Rupert's turn to do something.
Okay. I guess these men are in the way of all the machinery and crystals and the cage and all that.
Cook is definitely between you and the machinery, and the other guy is kind of at the machinery.
Is there a way to, like, use rapport to, there would be to use rapport to sort of, but that's more to make friends. Not necessarily argue for a nicer course of action, is it? Or is it? Is it appropriate if I would, you know, launch into, you know, look what you're doing, madman, you know, so on and so forth?
I'm always amenable to attempts to talk your way out of situations, sure.
All right. Well, in that case, you know, Rupert would play to his relative strength. limp forth onto Cook and say pretty much that look what you are doing, madman. Is it worth throwing away all your grandeur and your achievements, fraudulent though they may be, for the schemes of madness, and so on and so forth? More eloquent than I am, in an attempt to sort of dissuade him from continuing with his work.
All right.
And that, I guess, is a rapport attack. and that is plain, so that means, great. It is a great attack.
Yes, well, he will beat that with plus 5.
Oh!
The world has already made its judgment on me. They call me a fool and a fraud. I will have my revenge.
All right.
He goes into full villain soliloquy. Man,
yes. There you go.
Yeah, he will attempt to intimidate you.
Ah, sounds good.
He will say, if you wish to leave this place alive, you and your friend surrender yourselves to us. It's not terribly intimidating, though.
But it's the way he says it and his moustache.
And he's got the props.
Yes.
Nyack, nyack.
Plus 2.
Ah, okay. Well, that is below Rupert's resolve of 3.
Yeah, but you could roll minus 4.
Oh, yes.
Not getting off that easy.
but I roll a single plane, plus 3. So.
Not intimidating you.
Okay, he's not spending any fate.
Oh. You...
I want to give him the opportunity,
Fair enough.
What'd you roll?
3. So he's just 1 down.
Yeah, the thing is, though, just to... I know you've got a good composure track just to be able to put a dent in that would be a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
The fate when Archie tries to shoot him.
See, he's practical.
It's fantastic.
Well, if Rupert succeeds, I've got a line for you.
Yeah, I have something in mind too, but yes, go ahead.
Well, if you have one, go for it.
Okay.
It's just standing there and twirling your mustache. Yeah, you can do better than that.
All right, then.
Oh, quip away.
No, I was just waiting to see if Dirk would invoke anything or do anything, but you're not.
Yeah, no, if it'd been a little better, maybe he'd try to push you over the edge.
Okay. Rupert will just, put his fists on his hips and go, "Sir, you're nothing but a schoolyard bully outgrown his youthy haunts. I shan't be persuaded by
the likes of you."
Yes.
Now, I just alternate dialogue.
Yes, go ahead.
I could totally have seen Rupert saying, "I didn't come all this way to turn around and go back." Because you're that kind of guy.
True.
He didn't tell you to leave. He said to surrender.
To surrender, yeah. Well, to give up. Just to give up. Come all this way just to give up. I'll add that to the end.
All right, so Archie.
Well, I'm in the wrong zone, as they say in the lingo.
Yeah.
Unlike Cook, I can vault these stairs like a madman. So I am going to run, slide along the rail, whatever it takes to get to the bottom.
Right, along the switchback rails.
Is it just one huge continuous spiral, or is it a set of landings? Yeah, how are these stairs?
Unfortunately, no. From here up is a spiral. Down is a series of landings and flights.
Okay, well, hey, he will literally bound from flight to flight using the handrails to assist. I have a hard time describing this, but I used to do it when I was a kid, where you would jump forward, grab the railing, and propel yourself down to the next flight, and then using that railing, do a power turn and continue down. Not exactly how you would describe it, but it is a humanly physical capable thing to do, to go downstairs quickly. Mind you, I don't have the knees for it today, but it's something I used to do as a kid.
You need plus 3 to get down there in the 10.
Sure, we'll give that a shot. I can base that on athletics.
Yes.
One, dice. Be nice. Ha, We're going to throw in, the Lewis personal equipment frame. And the way this is going to work is Archie carelessly bounds down the, stairwell. And at the last turn, he is going simply too fast and would normally be like thrown or slammed against a wall, but he uses his frame to literally hook into the final turn and just does this high speed 180 and comes sliding to a halt at the bottom of the stairs, burning me a fate point. Because hey, we don't need those, right?
Well, you can't, that's not, fate points. You don't invoke stunts like that. I'd give you a plus one just because you have, that gadget.
Well, in that case, I'll keep my fate point, because who knows, I may actually need that. So, with a trail of sparks extending from his right hand as he makes that last turn, he hits the bottom of the stairs, ready for action. Yeah, we got a Hollywood budget. We should use it.
The guy with the metal framework around him.
Is that, perchance, similar looking to my designs?
No.
Oh.
This has more wiring and such, and has sort of weird backpack on it. And as he turns, he will hold out his hand, and you see some electricity sparking around the frame.
Oh, dear.
This is when you attack with engineering, pulling cords out of their sockets.
If I can get my hands on him, I might do that.
If you want to.
If I'm not barbecued where I stand.
Yes.
He will fire a bolt of electricity at Archie, because, you know, why not?
Holy moly.
Yeah. He's not a great aim, though. Only need a plus one to dodge him. Though, yeah, we'll see how you roll. He may throw some fate points at you.
I got a total of plus three, so I'm two above his target. So even with a fate point, he would only tie.
All right, so you dodge and the electricity goes...
I imagine it runs right up the handrail. Yeah, it hits the hand railing instead of me. Just arcs on up.
Yes.
Yo!
Oh, the air has got to be like all... Yes.
Yeah, we should probably put some aspects on this scene here if we're gonna...
Oh, cool.
Say, electric atmosphere.
Ah, cool.
That's good, because if you didn't go with that, I would go with electric jungle gym. How well lit is it down here?
Well, with all the arcing and electricity around, it's well lit.
Okay.
How
about volatile machinery?
It's kind of flickering, I guess, because the intensity is...
Ah.
As the intensity increases and wanes, so we'll say flickering light.
I can hear old breaker sounds and all that fun stuff.
And we'll say there's all kinds of strange equipment.
Yes.
All right.
Cool.
Now we're back to Rupert.
Well, Cook does not seem amenable to dialogue or diplomacy or so forth. Might eventually if I really hammered home, but...
You can get him to monologue and he's a villain, but...
Well, right. If you need to do that, say, your discoveries are a fraud. Your claims are weak. You have no scientific ethic.
I disagree. I think the chiefest concern seems to be the weird death ray machinery that really needs to be unhooked, and then maybe we could work on Cook. Get him rehabilitated. Rupert is simply going to dash for some of the strange contraptions and see what he can do by pulling levers.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Instead of waiting for the man of science to do something, Rupert is just going to willy-nilly, haphazardly say, push the red button.
Not push the red button, but maybe the blue and the green and pull the, you know, the...
What do these dials control?
Big switch. It says do not pull and so forth.
Yeah. Nothing can go wrong with that.
Nope. Well, he does have an average engineering, so he isn't completely lost.
Oh, okay.
throw a compel at your twisted ankle, though. You go running, but you,
cool.
Because your ankle, you trip and fall. You're unable to support your weight there.
Ah! I guess he'll sort of roll around and work his way back up this turn.
Aren't you good you brought those nice sturdy boots?
Then Cook will go then. You won't see reason. I'll have to resort to force. And he takes his ice axe and attacks Rupert.
Oh, I'm betting that's a good clean swipe.
He's at plus four at the moment.
Okay. And Rupert is defending with an average athletics. He is down and in agony, though, so I'll take that.
You're at one?
Yes.
Let's see, to try to put a hurt on you.
Yes.
He'll take the free tag of the twisted ankle, since that hasn't been tagged yet. So that gets him to a delta.
What, he steps on it or something?
As you try to dodge, you aren't able to put your full weight on that ankle and aren't able to get away.
Hit a man when he's down. Jeez.
And then
shoot a man in his back.
He deserved it. I thought he killed you.
Yeah, fair enough.
That'll be five, and then he'll spend a couple fate points to boost that up boost that up to a nine.
Cool. I guess I'll, six is a severe consequence, right?
Correct.
So, and he had an ice axe.
What is nine, decapitated?
No, I mean, you take six shifts away from the effort with a severe consequence, I think, right?
Correct.
So that would mean I take my number three, stress box and take a severe consequence and I think he just launches the ice axe in Rupert's shoulder, so the Polar Express goes, skittering away across the factory floor.
Consequence of a broken arm.
Yes, yes, let's go with that. Ah, you villain!
All right, so it's Archie.
Well, I was going to shoot the guy throwing electrical bolts around, but it looks like Rupert's in some dire straits. So we'll shoot Frank. I mean, Fred, whatever. He's not a friend of mine.
No.
He says, get off of him! Bam, 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 bam!
He's neither Frank nor Ernest.
He's going to soon be X. At least that's the plan.
Oh.
Well, we're at a deuce.
He's going to tag the flickering lights. For a reroll.
Is he to the left or is he to the right? Go on, big minuses.
Poor guy.
Shouldn't have dodged that way.
Not his day. Fortunately for him, he's got a very good endurance like Rupert.
Well, actually, I was going to throw down and tag electric atmosphere where not only did he dodge the wrong way, he dodged into something that was electrifying.
All right. So what's your total so far?
That gets me up to a plus four by tagging electric atmosphere.
So he'll take that 5-point hit. So you go firing at him. He tries to dodge out of the way. You graze him with a bolt, and he slams into the electrical cage and gets a
bit of a jolt.
Smell a bit of burning fur of his coat.
Works for me.
Then silly. He steps over to this weird electrical cage and will grab it and then point his hand at Archie. Get a little bit of a electrical boost.
Just because his suit isn't enough.
Engineering boost for that. And it's not a great roll, but plus three.
Okay, let's throw down some athletics. Feet, don't fail me now. Not good. We'll start working here. I believe I need to dive behind some of the strange equipment to avoid getting electrified.
Didn't he just use that though?
Yeah, no, he didn't. He didn't get the free tag. No.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll definitely jump behind the strange equipment as lightning goes arcing through the air.
All right.
It's like, yo.
Rupert.
Okay. what would Rupert do? What will Rupert do? He will realize that he's not going to get anywhere with Cook hounding him. So he'll simply limping loop and try to body check the fraudulent explorer back into the electrical cage with a hearty Havati.
Rupert, you're one tough customer. You know that? Twisted ankle, broken arm. We'll teach this guy a lesson.
That is so far a good might roll, right? And I may, we'll see what he rolls.
So far, he's got a great athletics to dodge you.
Ah, crap. Well, screw it. In that case, I'll spend a fake point here and, invoke what's the worst that could happen since he's actually launching both himself and the other dude into the electrical cage. What's a singed mustache?
That helped cauterize that axe wound. Yeah.
That gives me up to superb. It puts me at superb. 5.
All right. So, Oof and gets a bit of a singe as you're pushing him into the cage. And he will then, let's see it.
Do the gentlemanly elbow to the shoulder, the broken arm.
He will attempt to twist around and throw you into the cage then.
Oh.
Yeah, call up special effects. We need more sparks. Yes. On the bright side, you're both wearing Arctic wear, so it's a lot better than, say, running around without a shirt on or anything.
Yes. And only a plus 2.
Okay, I would defend with athletics, I guess, or might maybe. I'll go with athletics.
I'd be okay with either one.
Yeah, okay. And that is a great, let's see, plus, minus, plus, 0, great, 4 effort.
All right, so then you're just struggling with each other, trying to...
Inches away from ravening electric death.
Yes.
Yeah, so the closer we get, the hair on our Arctic jacket sort of stand on edge, and there are like little electrical currents going from the cage and onto the fur.
Yes, I can see you're pushing him closer. His mustache is kind of standing out towards him, and then he pushes you closer and your mustache.
Yeah, of all the special effects I've seen in Hollywood, bristling mustache is not one of them. But I like it.
Yeah, it's about time.
It's a Polar Explorer thing.
All right, then. Well, back to Archie.
Well, I'm getting tired of this guy shooting at me. Shooting at Rupert right now probably would be a bad idea. I'm not sure. How does Satsi work when people are engaged in hand-to-hand and you want to shoot into a melee?
If you fail, you might. Yeah.
No real mechanic. We could call that a temporary aspect.
Or throw out a compel. Shoot, Rupert!
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, well, we need to take out Cook, because how much more damage can Rupert take before he's a mess? Well, he already is a mess, but more of a mess.
Yes. Well, I think the next consequence means he's out, right?
Well,
is that how it works? I can take the 3 physical. Go ahead.
If you take a hit that you can't reduce enough to be on your track, then you're taken out.
Right. Right.
Or you can concede.
Yes. Yes.
Though you'd have to do that before you were taken out.
Exactly. So I'm sort of hovering in the ballpark of maybe being taken out, which is fine.
Oh, fine for you. Archie doesn't think that's cool. So, He'll shoot that guy that's trying to electrocute you.
Okay. Never mind the guy who's trying to electrocute you.
Well, hey, I'm kind of sort of behind cover for the strange equipment until it moves, shifts, or explodes.
True.
So we'll see how that works out. That's really good. That's plus 6 on the track. I guess I should actually write that down somewhere. Is that epic? No.
You didn't do too badly. He'll take that. He'll take that hit. That's not too bad. So you see some fluff flies up from his coat as a couple bullets grazing him.
Well, in that case, Archie will shout out some encouraging words to Rupert. Shepard, get out of the way!
Trying not to get fried here, Mr. Lewis.
Since you guys have placed yourself over close to the cage, mm-hmm. Vasily will look to
sacrifice his friend.
Grab Rupert with his shocking grasp here. That'll be a +3.
So how would I defend against that?
You can do like athletics to try to avoid his grasp.
Okay. That is a +2 then to avoid the. I guess what kind of shocking grasp is it? Is he right next to me and grasping me, or is it
yes.
An electrical? Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
It's getting kind of crowded over there.
Yes. So that is a fair +2 effort to avoid his shocking grasp.
What can you load up here on me? Let's see. Nobody's gotten the free tag on your broken arm yet.
Nope.
Well, yeah, you need to put a free tag on that twisted ankle. So. No, we can't use it for cheaps.
Yeah, let's take that up to another 9 with a couple fate.
Holy cats!
Ooh. I'm thinking that does me in. Because I think I can take a mild consequence, but that takes me down to 7, and I only have 6 for stress.
So, you see him grab a hold of Rupert. Rupert jerks a little bit as the electricity flows through him, and then he collapses.
You know, of course, the mustache is on end. The edges sort of singe and smoke when he's done.
Well, hey, that's not cool.
It'll be a fantastic cliffhanger.
Well,
if we're both taken out, I mean.
So then, Cook will go. We have your friend surrender if you and him and he want to live. I'll try to be intimidating. It's a little intimidating. +3.
Okay. What did he get a total of?
+3.
I have intimidation at average, so it gives me a total. Oh, resolve. Okay, my bad. Let's see. Resolve. Why did I throw those dice away? Okay, the dice were +1. My resolve is good, so I'm at +4.
All right, so you're unintimidated.
You might have Rupert. I've got the guns. Pointed at him, of course.
I got one for each of you.
All right, then it's your turn, Archie.
Well, crap, I can't take on two of these, so I definitely need to concentrate on taking out Cook, mechanically knowing that, yeah, he's probably got a – he's a freaking sponge, but – okay, so
– so is Rupert, though, and he got taken.
Yeah. Well, we'll unload if I want to unload on both of them, does the rules allow for that area effect with a flurry of bullets? How does that work out?
Not with you have two named characters. You know, if they were minions, you could do that. But
okay, well, we'll blaze away at Cook. I want to. I'm probably going to tag electric and environment, but we'll see what we roll here because we need to do a coup de grace on this guy somehow. Well, that's a +4, and we'll burn a fate point. Tag electric environment, throwing up sparks and more sparks. So I'm up to a 6.
Yeah, he's at +1.
So is a 5 shift going to be enough to take him out?
No. I'll do some damage to him, but not take him out.
If I throw in another fate point, will it make a difference? If I can get another 2-point shift on it.
You force him to at least take a consequence.
This guy's like a cockroach. Well, I don't see this going well, but we'll just shoot him at +5 then.
Force him to hit the deck and scramble as you send bullets flying at him.
Well, on the bright side, they used most of their fate points up on you, Rupert.
Yeah, they did.
One can hope. I think Vasily is still at full complement.
Oh, I think he spent some on that shocking grasp.
Yes. Oh, right. You are right.
Mind you, I'm much more fragile than the sturdy Rupert. She says, how can we turn this into a running gun battle? I can appreciate that.
Silly will attempt to create a maneuver. He'll send some electrical arcs near you, around you, the equipment you're trying to hide behind, so he's going to try to force you into the open.
Yeah, electrify my cover.
That's going to be a plus 5 to put that maneuver on you.
Yeah, well, it's easy to hit a stationary object now, isn't it? Was Cook's ducking to the ground his action?
No, that was just my color for the defense as to
him
getting battered and stressed. You can say you can use like athletics or whatever to try to resist this maneuver.
Oh, well, I doubt it'll work, but we'll give it a shot. Got me to a plus 3, so I think I lose the cover.
Yeah.
Since he still has a plus 2 over me.
Yes. And because you're now out in the open, Cook will take advantage of that tag as he charges you with his ice axe. That'll get him to plus 4.
Well, I'm sitting at a plus 3 with athletics, and if I want to use my personal equipment frame to block this axe, do I have to spend a fate point for it?
I'll give you a plus 1 for that.
Well, in that case, we tie. How does that work out?
Then we have some sparks that aren't created by electricity. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, that'll work too. Archie throws up his arm, and you see a polar jacket. But as the axe digs into it, you know, throws up a shower of sparks. Man of Steel.
All right, then we're back to Archie.
Man, you need to switch some of your skills so you have more, so you have a higher stealth skill given your stunts. I mean, you could have just, you know, melted into the shadows. What were the flickering lights and so on?
Well, I haven't had a lot of practice with that lately.
True.
Yeah, you know, it's like mainly I'm out there shooting people. It's my vocation. I guess we need to take this guy out. Dang it. Guy is freaking polar bear.
I'm sure Conan Rogers would agree with fighting a polar bear as he as he once attempted to grapple with Rupert.
Yeah, well, I keep saying the same thing, but it's what I do. So if I can shoot him at point blank range, you say, "Won't you go down?"
Maybe you can give him. Well, could you maybe shoot something else to, you know, make a maneuver to create an advantage for yourself? You know, put an aspect on him or someone else, or the scene to sort of help you. I mean, obviously, it's more straightforward to just shoot.
Well, obviously, it's not, because I can do that all day, and it's not making a difference.
Shoot the lights or something, or shoot some cool machinery so you have, like, crazy electrical surges going all over the place.
I'm just thinking, it's like, if I could, like, shoot out the lights, or maybe...
I think you might still be have a better chance given your skills with fairly straightforward stuff for the present. I think your stealth skills for the present are more MOOC oriented.
Yes. If I were to use flickering lights, that's just burning fate discord. Oh, we just shoot him. What's the worst he can do? Put an axe in my skull? Yeah, I needed a new part.
Couldn't you like modify your guns with engineering, give yourself a boost, and shoot some of the machinery to create, you know, a rogue electrical output or something that you could tag next time?
Well, what I'd love to do is simply dodge his axe and have his axe chop through an electrical cable and kill the lights.
That is cool, too.
Because then I could probably work some stealthy stuff. But the catch is, that sounds more like judo. Whatever that is. Well, there's got to be circuit breakers or fuses around here somewhere.
Yep.
So taking a quick glance around the room, is there any sensitive piece of equipment that I could shoot to basically shut down this machine at least temporarily so it goes from flickering lights to darkness?
Yeah, that'd be an engineering role.
Electricity is electricity. It follows all the same rules.
you need a good plus 3 to be able to do that. Figure out where to, what to take out.
Well, I think we can make that roll. Yeah. Still got a 4. I'm really good at finding the weaknesses of mechanical devices. Making and breaking, they're all part of the same life cycle of machines.
So then you're able to take out the, there's only then kind of the bit of electrical sparking that occasionally lights things up, otherwise it's dark.
Yeah.
Strobe effect, kind of.
The way I imagine this is Archie fires a shot, there's a tinkling of glass, and a big boo sound as the lights go out, and there's just...
Yes.
It'd take a bit more work to be able to completely take lights out because there's this glowing crystal and the energy involved in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I didn't say the crystal didn't stop glowing. Just nobody's standing next to the crystal trying to read a newspaper.
There's now plenty of darkness and shadows around.
We'll work with that.
All right. So...
Was that a maneuver?
I would imagine it is.
So we should put an aspect called darkness and shadows or something?
Yeah.
Out there? Yeah.
Vasily really needs the electrocute cook for me.
Yes, but instead he is going to... Yeah, he is going to attempt to stun you with electricity. Put that maneuver on you to stun you. And that get him a plus... that's a plus 6.
Okay. Great. This is athletics to avoid.
Yeah.
Well, that's a plus 2, so I've got 4 points to worry about here.
Okay, so you're kind of twitching there a bit. As then Cook is going to take advantage of that to stab you with the pointy end of his ice axe. That still gets him to plus 3.
Well, I think I'm going to have to prematurely tag darkness and shadows, and he swings at where he thought I was. And that takes me from a plus 1 to a plus 3.
Couldn't you... What would he have struck you with?
Pointy bit of the axe. Oh, should I just take the blow?
Yeah, I was just wondering, like, would you have to cross out a stress box, or would it be...
Well, yeah, it would be a 2-pointer. So I'd be in a middle stress box, yes.
Not so bad.
Yeah, but
then you can keep darkness and shadows for something horrible and dangerous and happy.
Yeah, let's go. Let's just take a blow to the midsection from that pointy axe. There we go. Oof.
He attempts to plant it in your chest, but just gets a...
Yeah, he gets the point across. We know. We're going to... step back, tumble behind some equipment, and disappear, because I need to get some distance from these yahoos. So we're going to try a little stealth and hope for a lot of luck. We'll throw in darkness and shadows, of course. So I'm sitting at a plus 3 before we roll the dice, and that gives me to a 5 on trying to duck out of here.
You are currently hidden, then, apparently.
Yay!
You don't see any electric arcs shooting towards you, and don't see any ice axes swinging towards you, so they appear to be looking for you.
I am going to try to sneak away from these guys and see if I can get close enough to the main generator and find a way to permanently take it out of action. You know, they can try to find me. We'll play hide and seek, but they'll know I'll be here when the generator blows up.
From your know-enough engineering that and this is the main power room.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have that huge resonant crystal in the middle, but I don't know if shooting with bullets will just cause the thing to go ding or whether it will shatter into 1,000 pieces. So I need to...
Trigger how many kills?
I need to...
Explosion,
Yeah, that would be good, too, yeah, but... Turns out, you know, it's got enough electricity and it's a level of small city. I have to come up with a plan B. So basically I want to sneak away and do a little science, do a little engineering and figure out how I can disable this machine and trust that they don't sit there and curb stomp Rupert while I'm doing this. One would hope that they're going to continue to look for me since I'm in trouble.
You totally need to, you know, rewire it so it goes, so the death beam goes back into itself, and then you just sneak away with Rupert over your arm, over your shoulder.
I'm totally fine with that plan. I can set this thing so the next time they fire it, it blows itself up.
If you were going to, say, concede from this current scene and sneak out, I'd let you do that, but you can't do it with Rupert.
Well.
And I'd actually, I might even give you a fate point for what he got here.
You are insinuating Archie is a coward.
The curse of the gunslinger that sometimes your friends fall in the battles, but there's bigger battles to think about.
No, I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to leave Rupert
that
here.
Means you have to pay.
Yeah, that means you'd have to pay a fate point then.
I can do that, says.
Okay.
Damn it, Rupert. Next time, shoot him, then talk.
I'm not going to. You don't have to worry about. Oh, and they vaporize Rupert. Yeah.
I know that, but
I have ideas here. But,
yeah. It might come in handy to have a fate point. I mean, you should maybe look at it as fleeing, since you're already, you know, you've already eluded them. What we're saying, I guess, what Dirk is saying is this action scene is.
I know I'm kind of like negotiating with the GM here. I will take the flight if I can choose where I run to, because I want to hide on the airship.
Yes, it's fine if you want to say you're fleeing out of the building. That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, since the guards have been taken out earlier, I don't know where they're going to take Rupert, but I want to be on the same airship and with him.
Cool.
You go fleeing up the stairs, and then we'll...
I feel like a yellow-backed skunk.
Tactically retreating up the,
up the stairs. Tactical retreat. That just means I didn't have enough firepower.
Yeah. Well, I mean, on the one hand, you have Rupert, who's probably going to be captured and brought away. And on the other, you have, the next state official building and full of innocents that might be vaporized. So there's that. There's an agonizing Mass Effect type choice.
All right. So then you go fleeing.
You keep using that.
I gotta make you earn that fate point.
Bravely run away.
Okay, so you're up on the roof. There is an airship tethered there.
Well, I know my way around anything that uses an internal combustion engine. I'm sure there's a place I could find in there that I could hide until they bring Rupert out. And that'll give me a chance to shrug off that poke to the chest, maybe.
But do a stealth.
Yeah, this would be bad. He's aboard the airship. Blow up the airship. What? They are bad guys. Huh. Well, that is a whole whopping plus one unto itself. So I might have to maybe tap into...
That'll be just good enough to avoid notice of the crewman.
Oh, he got a plus one. Okay. One of those opportune sneezes and sneak past.
Goddamn Arctic air.
Catching your breath and collecting your thoughts here for a few moments. If you do that, then...
Reloading.
Yeah, and then you can lose that stress.
Okay.
Saving Rupert.
Yes.
You come to, and someone is kissing you.
Huh? Really?
I guess you have a lot of hate relationship with Cook.
Well, you know, it gets lonely out of the polar thing. Okay. I guess he'll kiss back unless he feels a mustache on his own.
As break the kiss and open your eyes, you see the lovely face of Bahar framed in... A nice furry hood.
Oh, in that case, he'll gasp in surprise and go, "Darling, what are you doing here? Where am I?"
And it looks like you're in a fairly bare room with a couple cots in it. Yes. Well, after the incident on my father's airship, he had refused to sell the airship he designed to the Chimera Collective, but they were able to steal it, and I was determined to get it back.
Oh, villains.
So I tracked it down to here. Unfortunately, they captured me before I was able to get it back.
Ah, but you're in captivity as well.
Yes.
Arg.
But I'm sure together we can get the airship and escape.
Yes, yes, of course. Yes, we'll get the airship and where I don't see Mr. Lewis anywhere. Am I alone with you?
I didn't. Yeah. Is Mr. Lewis here?
You dog!
Yes, well, we went to investigate the appearance of that frightful death ray thing, death ray embargoments that flew over the northern sea to devastate the League of Nations building. And we found of course, the large Tesla tower and made our way inside. And, well, I've got into a bit of a scuffle. I presume they hauled me into here afterward.
Cook threw you in here. I was surprised. I would say pleasantly surprised to see you, but given the circumstances.
Yes, yes. As my good friend Mr. Lewis would say, that yellow-bellied skunk. Of course, maybe Mr. Lewis has still evaded captivity. We should make haste and extricate ourselves from this situation as well, and maybe see what we can do to, get your airship away from the clutches of the evil Chimera Collective and stop whatever nefarious plans Mr. Cook and that Vasily fellow has cooked up. No pun intended. I presume I'm bandaged and so forth, or... Did they just hurl him in here?
Looks like she is tending to your arm and kind of put it in a sling.
Ah, nice. A good old-fashioned sling. How long have I been out? Because given bounce back, if it's been about an hour, the ankle is actually good. And, of course, if she's seen to it.
Yeah, well, she's not...
She didn't know, maybe.
Not a doctor. She doesn't have any medical ability to reduce a consequence.
I mean, I have a stunt bounce back. So if it's been a significant amount of time between the fight and now, like an hour, normally several hours, but since I have bounced back, it's less. Then the twisted ankle would be gone, but certainly not the broken arm.
It'll depend on what Archie's been up to.
All right.
Not much. I think he's literally just moving around the airship trying to get some intel on what's going on. And, hey, if the airship happens to have, like, maybe a large machine gun or something, I could really use one of those.
Yeah, maybe an hour is a bit much.
Well,
I can work with a limp. That works.
No.
Yeah.
if Archie is spending that much time moving through a ship, an hour can easily pass. It depends on how our generous and kind GM wants to work that.
Just how big is this airship? If we are in the airship. Or if you are, so never mind.
It's reasonably sized, and it's not a huge air fortress type.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Shao Kahn didn't build this one.
Well, he did. It was his design, right?
Yeah.
But it isn't the, you know, Scourge of the Skies airship.
Yeah, it's not is a it? Fortress.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so if you're investigating it, there's at least a couple crewmen moving about on it. It looks like it's probably used to carry people, supplies. As here, yeah, you have good engineering, so you could spot that it looks like it's been designed to handle the extreme Arctic conditions.
Oh, yeah. Extra insulation, double pane windows. Probably got, just from the sound of the engines, that they have a modified carburetor, that kind of thing. Hey, that's what he does. Well, unfortunately, the one thing airships lack is, like, real power when it comes to, say, tying it to the end of a tower and ripping the top off. He likes it. You are savaged by the weather balloon. It just doesn't have the horsepower or the heft to get the job done. Well, if I can make it to the supply rooms, I'm going to see if there's anything useful in there, like, oh, maybe a case of dynamite. That would be nice.
Well, you know, you can always declare something.
Okay, well. Stumps in the air.
No.
Never mind.
When you're up in the Arctic, you have to worry about avalanches.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, and there is an actual need for high explosives. So it's not unusual to say that they don't have any, or they may just simply have them as part of their
offense standard. System.
So, what's the stupid luck roll in Spirit of the Century?
Well, it's more a fate point and aspect tagging to make a declaration of too, or
okay,
depending on what you want to declare. Do some sort of engineering roll to, if it seems to fall under that, or whatever.
Well, let's go with that instead. You know, so if you don't have a bomb, make one. And this thing doesn't run on unicorn farts, so there's going to be a fuel drum somewhere. And we are literally going to take a fuel drum and rig it up to turn it into a big old bomb, fire bomb.
Cue MacGyver music. And,
yes. And then we're going to try to figure out how in the hell am I going to get this past the crew.
All right. So rig up a bomb to do that. In whatever the hour that we're talking about, and not be discovered. Yeah, say fair engineering. It shouldn't be too difficult.
I could do this in my sleep. Let's see, that's only a superb role.
So you're able to do it in even a little less time then. So, hey, you got a bomb.
Yeah. Yeah, so now all I have to do is roll it down the ramp, through the door, and drop it down. To the machinery. Piece of cake. No one will suspect. I'm thinking it would be easier to sneak up on a crewman, bump, knock him out, so that way I don't have anyone that can sit there and spy on me while I try to move this bomb to a position where I can destroy the machinery.
All right.
Yeah, I don't like if I set the place on fire. Yeah, got to do what we got to do. And who knows, it might provide an appropriate distraction for other people who I don't know about. Would that be a stealth roll?
All right. Yeah, beat a plus two.
Okay. If I spend time to do a maneuver like wrap the drum in a blanket and stuff like that, can I create a temporary advantage to my stealth roll on this?
If you want to try to engineer a stealthier bomb.
Yeah. I can do this all day.
Yeah. Beat a good engineering because, you know, it's big old bombs. So make it stealthy.
Yeah, just another superb. I'm rolling average.
All right, so tell us how you engineer a stealthy bomb.
But you just simply take one of the fire blankets and a couple of leather straps and you wrap it around the drum so that when I roll, it doesn't sound like a metal drum rolling down the corridor.
All right.
And it keeps the bomb nice and cozy.
Beat a plus two.
Yeah, see, this is going to be the tricky part. Okay, come on, stealth. Got a plus one. If I can give myself a plus two for a stealthy bomb, I actually have a total of plus three.
Good enough.
So we're up to good. Hey, hardest thing is not to whistle while I'm working.
So you go down, roll your bomb up, and you know that there's a guy in the control room just ahead, whistling as he tends the controls.
we'll just basically have to sneak up on him and knock him senseless so I can get this job done. Now, we don't want to be firing guns again right now.
All right, go ahead.
So Rupert, you're going to have to remind me to update my stealth.
Yes.
I'm getting a lot more mileage out of it than I intended.
Well, like I said, it's perfectly viable for books and helpers.
Okay. Well, see, that gives me a total of plus one. We compel the mook with dedicated to his job? Or
That's good enough for him. It's,
okay.
Do your nasty
sucker.
Yeah.
So can I use guns to knock someone out with a pistol, or is that cheating?
Yeah.
Because my weapons and pistols are
a real good way to do that, then.
Maybe a flat plus one for the frame he has?
Well, it does have something called punch plates. Oh, that's right. So we can slip one of the punch plates in the place, and it's like instant blackjack. Pow!
All right.
And sucker punch this guy. At least that's what we're going to go with in theory.
You can manage at least a plus one. I'll say you've knocked him out.
Okay, so I add a plus two.
He's a mediocre minion anyway, so you can take him out.
We'll do it then.
doesn't even have time to be surprised.
Okay, and we'll continue on our merry way with rolling our stealth bombs over to the doorway, and basically we're just going to heft that thing over the rail and drop it down on the equipment at the bottom and light up their lives. Too easy to do.
All right, so, well, while you've been doing all this.
One does not stealthily roll a fuel drum with a detonator on it in a hurry.
True.
Go to Rupert.
Okay. Should I efface my ankle or keep it?
You've recovered.
Okay. I guess he massages it a little and then, you know, hums.
Oh, Bahar massages it for you.
Oh, yes, of course, yes.
Instantly much better.
I guess then he'll have to whistle too. Since, you know, nothing a good tune can cure. And all that. Okay, well, feeling instantly much better, except for his broken arm. He'll, you know, stretch. And is there a window in the cell or whatever, wherever we're in?
No.
No, okay. So it's it seems the compartment in this airship?
You don't
or
know
are
where
we
you are.
Not on the airship?
Yeah, it's,
I don't know. Okay.
Yes, you haven't asked, Bahar.
Well, is it...
You've got enough engineering. You should be able to know if you're
is it
on
apparent,
a floating
yeah,
room.
Yeah, is it apparent? Is it just like a stone cell? What does it seem like?
You would not think you're in a airship. You think you're in this building. It seems consistent with the construction of the building.
Cool. So, well, okay, all right, darling. Let's figure out this door, shall we?
Certainly.
I presume they took your sword and pistol and all that.
Yes.
Mm. Well, we'll have to find all of that and arm ourselves and break out somehow. But yes, first the door, of course. What kind of door is it?
Sturdy wooden door.
Hmm. All right. And I was stretched out on a cot?
Yes.
Hmm. Well, I don't want to go all archy and start constructing a battering ram from the bed or something or anything. But maybe there's something I could use to sort of, maybe it's a frame metal or wood, or is there something I could use for leverage or as a, like, pry bar?
Yeah, if you want to use engineering to figure out how to do something like that, yeah.
Sure, I can do that. Oh, yeah, I guess Rupert will stand over the bed, scratch his head and go, well, no, I don't see that happening.
You can always ask for sure if she's got a jackhammer.
But you know what? I'm going to spend my last fate point and invoke friends in unlikely places, and there's going to be a rap on the door.
Be what?
A rapping on the door. As one of my former colleagues has furtively joined the Chimera Collective. Is that all right? For a fate point? For a fate point and invoking friends in unlikely places?
Work this out a little differently, but...
All right.
I'll take the fate point and we'll say the door opens...
Ooh.
And you see a Inuit who you knew from your travels in Greenland.
Nuaka. Wait. Oh boy, what are you doing here?
My tribe has been forced to help these people to construct this building. I saw them dragging you in here.
That is atrocious. That is a monstrous crime. Yeah, I'm liking these people less and less. The more fake points I spend. Well, it's frightfully good to see you, old boy. Let's scoot out of here. I wouldn't want you to be seen aiding the enemy and all that. You met Bahar? Nuaka. I haven't spoken it in a while.
Right, it's an appropriate Inuit greeting.
Which is probably a smile and a hand wave. Ah, fantastic. Well, do you know where they keep the arms, the weapons, and all that?
I believe if you go through that door and down the corridor, we're not allowed down there, so that's where most of the guards have been.
Marvelous. Might you... Well, I hate to impose upon you further, but might you perhaps create a minor distraction to let us slip past them a little easier? I don't want you to risk your life, old boy, but something would be wonderful.
All right. Any suggestions?
Well, I would say ask for a cigarette, but you don't smoke, so maybe make an awful racket somewhere, or a foul mess. Be foul or something. There, you're good at that. Yes, you can spear some blubber or seal stuff somewhere. Yes, in an inappropriate place, and then have them shout at you for a minute or something. Yes.
Well, start a fire in the kitchen.
Yes, why not? These newfangled silly contraptions, yes, they confound your people terribly. Yes, I would believe that. They must believe it too.
All right. He goes off to do that.
Before he does, Rupert clasps his, forearm and goes, and I won't forget this, old boy.
Good luck.
You too.
All right.
All right. Then I'll hold on for the distraction and then sort of try to slip into the forbidden area then with Bahar at my side.
All right.
Cool. Are we nearing, nixing time here, by the by?
I'm either nixing time or everything blows up time.
Okay, well, I can sit in a few more minutes. That's okay, if you want to wrap this up.
All right, well, we got a bomb coming, so...
That is true. That is true. The next session would just be boom, and then yay.
It's funny you should mention a fire in the kitchen.
Yes, this is cut to the airship with Archie going, fire in the hole.
He wouldn't say. It'd be something more like, Wilhelm. No, Rupert, same difference.
All right, so Archie.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm trying to see where you're going to end up here. So let's go, Rupert.
Okay, sneakily sneak, I think. Yes.
Ew. Need to be at a +2 to sneak.
Okay.
I'll give you a free tag of this distraction.
Ah, right. Excellent. In that case, let's roll and see and hope I don't get off an awful lot of minuses. Okay, so that's a plane. So that... With a tag of +2, that's good. +3.
Hide behind the door there, and it's just as they go running by into the kitchen and
slip past them. Yes, wonderful.
What are you intending to do?
Get to the whatever forbidden closet where they have our equipment, gear up, and then find a way out.
All right, you can find your equipment, and certainly the big entryway is. Easy to find.
Cool. And if you had more time, I would totally self-compel out of the frying pan and have, cook surprise us. But, yeah, not this time.
So, yeah, you'll go heading out the front doors then?
Sure. If that's the only, useful exit, then that's the way we go.
All right. You go run out the front doors, and then, of course, then you run into the... the undead Norsemen there who are guarding the front doors.
Fantastic.
And we'll go.
I'm sure they have orders not to let anybody in as opposed to out.
All right. So then we'll go to the roof with Archie. You're coming out the airship with your bomb, and Cook is heading towards the airship.
Well, doesn't that beat all? Well, I guess we'll roll the bomb to a stop. I'll put one boot on the bomb and go, oh, hi there. I've got a bomb.
Ho, ho, ho.
Well, unless you intend to blow up your friend, I don't think you'll be setting it off.
What have I got to lose? I'm here to save the world. And I guess that's as best of an intimidation attempt I can get out of him. Do I get a bonus for standing on a bomb?
Don't think we'll have time for you to wear down his composure track, so unless you're really intimidating.
No, I'm not, but that's not to say that Archie wouldn't do it anyway. Sometimes you do things for effect.
Well, he's just...
You have a certain touch.
He's just going to go charging at you then with his... trusty ice axe.
Fine. I guess we'll have to shoot him right between the eyes.
Again, remember what happened last time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good for him.
Oh.
So that is his attempt to axe me?
That's his attempt to dodge you shooting him.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's what peachy. You said you were doing, right?
Yeah, yes, I was totally planning to shoot him right between the eyes. I have a minus two, but let's see. We have Slippery on the edge. We're definitely going to continue to tag Slippery. We'll burn a fate point for that. So that'll give us to plus five. So that's a difference of eight right there, unless something magic happens.
Let's see, what's your total?
I have a plus five.
Okay, so you have a difference of six on his.
Fine, that's just like.
He was able to recompose himself. All those hits you guys put on him, he was able to eliminate those because you guys gave him time to relax.
Yes, I know. I'm just thinking because I really, really need to put the hurt on him.
You want to throw some fate points at him and take some of your aspects. You can start getting into.
Curse of the Gunslinger is, all my toys are clip fed, so I definitely don't have a shortage of ammunition. So I guess, if one bullet won't do the trick between the eyes, maybe five will. So we'll burn another fate point, because hey, it's just like, if we don't get this done, I might as well just go home. And it's a long walk. Okay, so we're up to plus eight.
Plus eight, so that's gonna.
See, normally I'd shoot through two or three goons with one bullet.
He'll take a moderate consequence. So you shot him in the shoulder, and then he'll take some stress too. So you get a good shot in on him. So he has it's a taggable consequence.
Yay! Plug them good.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And he will try to swing his ice axe at you. Only a plus two.
This guy's crazy! Well, I've got a four on athletics. What a shock. Not today! Well, I'm going to create a maneuver here. I am going to kick the barrel towards the door and let Cook choose between hacking on me or stopping the bomb.
All right. I'll just say that happens. And his intent here just it's going to roll in the door. It's going to and into the room.
Well, it might have to leap down the stairs instead of me dropping it. But
this is sort of you're setting the timer and it's going to explode whenever.
Sure. That'll work. The way I imagine it, I'll probably be pulling a pin or something that actually sets off the timer and just kicking and then sending this bomb rolling across the floor towards the door.
Please tell me it starts to fizz and smoke when you pull the pin.
I don't know. When I MacGyvered it, did I use an egg timer? Or did I make a slow burning fuse?
You made it. You should know.
Okay, we'll go with a slow burning fuse. So as it's rolling, it does that whole pinwheel spark thing.
Yay!
Okay, so through your athletics, he's going to try to stop it with. He rolled very well.
And I'm going to try to stop it. Plus five, jeez, Louise. Okay,
it's a hardy explorer.
Okay. So plus one gives me a plus three, and I will invoke Slippery to get to a plus five using my last fate point. So I imagine we're slipping and sliding and tripping each other up, trying to stop the bomb.
It rolls in there, and he's grabbing it, just jumping on top of it as it's rolling in there. So he and it are kind of rolling down the stairs together.
You know, if you want it, you can keep it. Archie starts running in the opposite direction, like maybe towards that convenient airship.
You run towards the airship, and we have Rupert and Bahar running out the front.
Evading the thrown axes and so forth.
Past the Northmen who, weren't expecting people coming out, so they let you pass.
They just kind of look.
So we can tie this up. Then, you can run back to the airship, take off. This is, there's a huge explosion in the center of the building, probably regretting that your friend Rupert had to die in this horrible explosion.
Oh.
And you see a pair of figures who are running through the snow and are thrown prone by the blast.
Ah, I can totally see the tower sort of folding in on itself and collapsing on the building afterwards.
Yes. Yeah, so you probably swoop down maybe to finish off these last two collective.
No. I'd probably just leave them to die in the Arctic. But I happen to notice one of them is wearing a sling.
Oh, yes. Well, I hope we ran to the air, you know, in the rough direction of the airship so as to signal, you know, our identity.
Well, as far as you know, the airship is full of bad guys.
Oh, right. Okay. We didn't see each other. That's fine.
You can be running towards where Bahar landed her airplane.
Oh, yes. That would be more appropriate.
Well, since it's obviously not night, or at least the night is well lit.
Well, you can see that.
Would I happen to...
The way one of them is moving, those hips like look rather limping. Feminine in motion.
Oh, I was actually looking at the one that was limping. Says, yes. It's like, you dog. Well, we'll fly this little thing a little bit lower, a little bit slower. Find a window. We'll shout out there, Rupert! Why aren't you dead?
Timely intervention by an Inuit friend, old boy. I'll be right up.
Well, I'm assuming that I can essentially idle this thing enough.
Oh, and
I can...
do set the table for three.
We'll kick down a rope ladder. And this is where she betrays you.
Yeah, we'll see. In the next thrilling adventure of the Century Club versus...
Yes, we get the last shot of the burning tower collapsing in on itself as...
Yes.
The airship.
The way I see it with Rupert, I can see him turning his hand back to give her a hand up, and she's running to her plane.
Well, no.
Well... Huh? She wanted the airship, right?
Yes, so she was coming in.
Oh, she wanted the airship. Okay. I thought she would, like, love him and leave him again. Oh, she wants the airship. Maybe we can make a deal.
That might happen on, you know, after you guys get to some sort of civilization and stop and you're getting out and all of a sudden, oh, the airship is taking off.
Yes.
Well, yeah, or... If we can get enough supplies from this airship, which was delivering supplies, to resupply our plane, we can fly from there.
Yeah.
Well, that's all, you know, conjecture for whatever interim adventure is between now and the next one.
Fair enough. We'll leave it untidy then.
Yes. Full of possibility and heartache. And so forth.
You look like dog crap.
What?
Good to see you. Just look a little beat up.
You mean Archie to Rupert. Yes, okay.
Yes. No, not from her. Well, cool beans.
Yeah.
Fun stuff and all that jazz. I did not think we were going to make it. Hey, and you know, what's the best way to do it? At zero fate points.
Well, we're both... zeroed out. Great.
Yes.
Bad guys never got monologue about their evil plans.
Yeah. But, you know, both of them survived, I presume. So, yeah.
I want Cook to be cooked and come back to us a scarred mess.
Somebody who had command of undead there somehow.
Yeah, true. I wonder if he used electricity to galvanize them.
But I'm Tish.
I had a wonderful time, in spite of being taken out in the middle of everything, which was fun, surprisingly fun. So,
disturbingly, he still manages to get the girl. How does he do that?
Poetry, old boy, poetry. So, thanks again for today. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Y'all take care.
Yes.
Bye.
Oh, just sorry. A small aside. Just before this game, since I wasn't entirely up on Frederick Cook, I started looking just briefly into his like Wikipedia entry, mm-hmm. which led to other bits like Viking runestones in Greenland, and I found one which is just hilarious. You know, they are just so delightfully terse. It's like. You have one that goes, Erlingur Sigvad Sonur og Barne Thordason og Einridi Asson Laugardagin Fyrir Gangadag Lodu Varda Desaugridu, which means these three dudes on Saturday raised this mound and rode away. That's all it says. Yes, we raised this and then we fucked off.
But you took the time to write that in stone.
Yes. Look, we don't have much time, we have to go, but could you just do that a little quickly? Just say we raised it, and it's us, and you know, we'll get it over with. It's just so delightful.
I'm sorry, it's almost like Castle Arg. I almost want to say, what they're really doing is they're pranking us. Yeah. Boy, this rooster's comment. Either that or maybe they're rich enough to, you know, there's a witness and they tell the witness, leave this message, and then witness gets it wrong. And or is it paid enough or runs out of stone?
Oh, that's half a silver for each letter. Fuck, I only have five.
Send all complaints and other feedback. SunnySkypers@zoho.com or come by the forums sunnyskypers.freeforums.org or yell at us at whatever forum you may come across us on.